obviously, at Heartland, there's the two big songs, and one is you with Lover, and one is Kevin with, you know, probably your biggest hit, but didn't sound like MSB. How was it for you to have maybe your first recognizable hit outside the region be not yours?
I think, in honesty, I would have rather it had been mine, but at the same time, I didn't care all that much, as long as it was a hit. I mean, I was used to having another singer in the band. Jonah, you know, when Jonah was in the band, I think there was really only one album where I was the only singer, and I think it's Cabin Fever. I like bands with two singers, you know. I mean, I grew up in the Beatles and stuff, and a lot of, you know, bands like that. It didn't seem abnormal to me. A lot of record companies and things didn't like it because it made it hard to market, you know. And but it was very normal for me, and I liked Kevin's tunes. I liked he was a great singer, and at the time we were going for, let's take the best songs. On the Greatest Hints album, it was the first time he wrote anything, but I sang his tunes on that one. And then I thought, well, this is stupid, you know. I mean, let's, you know, if we're going to do his tunes, let him sing them. He's a really good singer. And it was that thing of, hey, I don't care what brings him to the table. Just get everybody to the table. Everybody else made more about it than we did. I mean, I can't speak for Kevin, you know. Now, at the same time, it's probably just as weird for him if he was singing it and it's my band, you know. Should I go out on my own? That type of thing. You know, I don't know. I'll ask him that. But that was the album that turned everything around for us. So.